Hi, everyone. It's Louis Giglio coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. Beautiful Atlanta today. And it is so great to be back on the Passion Podcast. I feel like we're reconnected here. We had a little bit of a break from the podcast, and now we've got a couple of podcasts coming in a few weeks' time. That must mean that we are on our way to Passion 2015 in Atlanta and in Houston, Texas this year.
Come on.
I was hoping for more. We got some of our team in the studio today, but we are going to be back in the Lone Star State for Passion Houston, and of course back in Atlanta, Georgia. We are excited about Passion 2015. It's going to be a phenomenal journey on the way there and what happens there. But welcome back to school to most everybody. You've been in school for a little while. You're back in the groove. If you're not in school, you can just give a little amen shout out that you're not in school right
amen.
Now. But if you are in school, welcome back. Brad, I don't know, your alma mater, Texas A&M, is one of the schools that even at this late date has not started school yet. I think you're the only SEC school that hasn't started yet. So what's that?
It's hard
all
to be the
exactly?
best, Louis. It's hard to be so advanced, so sharp, so smart, school that everybody wants to come to that you can just take a few extra weeks.
So you have to let all the other schools get a head start just so they can keep up with what's going on at Texas A&M. Is that the deal?
That is the deal. And it's a tough, you know, burden to carry.
I didn't know if it was because y'all were getting over the disappointment of last season and it took you a little bit of extra time to get ready. I know especially that Auburn game was a heartbreaker. And I thought maybe the whole school was going to maybe have a dedicated season of mourning over that this year.
I was hoping you would congratulate us on our first year in the SEC and all that we added to your favorite conference.
Yes, you did add a lot. It gave Auburn one more team to beat last year, and I am so thrilled about that and looking forward to seeing how that's going to turn out this year as well. That game's back at Auburn this year, so come on.
That one,
we got some redemption on our turf. We got some redemption coming, but that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about all university students at all schools across the nation right now, whether you're in school or out of school, or if you're 18 to 25 years old, or if you're just a leader who's leading in to leading students either at your local church or campus ministry. We want you to join us for Passion 2015. It is amazing to me, Brad. Even this past summer, the past few weeks, I've been places all around America, and people say, well, what do you do? And I say, well, I'm a pastor at Passion City Church, and of course, I'm a part of the Passion Movement, and they go, what's the Passion Movement? And I'm talking about college students who love Jesus and want to make a difference in this world with their lives for him, but they still don't know what passion is. And so a lot of people think it's huge. A lot of people know we've filled up a football stadium. But most people, I think, still don't know what passion is all about. And we want to make sure this year at Passion 2015, every student in America has the opportunity to hear about what's going on and to be a part of it. And we got two chances to do that this year. We've got Atlanta
right.
twice, and we've got Houston once. So three conferences, two cities, 3 days this year. And we got some good news to tell people about a little bit later as well.
Yeah, three chances. Should be no reason for anybody to miss out. They can make it to one of those.
We're back to our normal dates, which I really love. We like kicking off the year at Passion. And so this year, we are going to be back on January the 2nd, and I mean, I love that because it's New Year's. New Year's just passes by. We get to gather together, spend some time thinking about what this year is going to be about. So January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we're going to be in Atlanta, and then we'll be back in Atlanta 2 weeks later.
For January 16th through the 18th.
16th through the 18th. Friday night, all day Saturday, ending half day on Sunday. And you don't want to miss out. I'm thrilled, Brad, because we are adding back this year community groups and family groups
Absolutely.
To Passion 2015.
And those are sometimes people's favorite part because a big arena becomes a small group of people walking through those days together. Complete strangers becoming a family. That's why we call them family groups.
Yeah, if you don't know what that's all about, it just is our opportunity to give every student a chance to have someone touch their lives personally at an event as big as Passion. And so a community group is where you get to process together what God's doing, but ultimately you get to join up with 4, 5, 6 people, theoretically, that you don't know. And obviously, we all don't want to meet new people. We want to clump with our friends, but people will talk about the family group that they meet at Passion 2015 all through the year to come, and a lot of them will stay in touch with those people for years to come because it becomes everybody's favorite part of a Passion conference.
And we didn't get to have those last year just because of a venue availability. I mean, we fought hard. Our teams worked so hard to get those back, and students are going to be so fired up about that.
It's going to be great. 3 days. And I just want to say a little personal word, too, if you're listening and you're a pastor. For us, it's not an easy decision to end a conference on Sunday afternoon, because that means students are not going to be in church on Sunday. And I just want you to hear me say that as a pastor, that I understand that, and I get what that's all about. We don't make that decision lightly, and we don't take lightly the students' commitment to the local gathering that is your church. We believe in that, obviously, here. But I hope I can make this deal with you, that if your students are at Passion, they're going to love your church, and they're going to love your leadership, and they're going to lean into what God is doing there. And what you're going to get back from them is not just people who missed church. You're going to get people back who love the church.
Yep.
Because we're going to celebrate the church. We're going to celebrate that this is God's plan A for the world. And I hope that they're going to come back and really lean into what's going on in your place. And if they don't, we haven't done everything we hope to do during the Days of Passion 2015. I know most pastors are not that concerned about it. They're like, go, be inspired, meet with God, have your life rocked to the core. I get it. But I also know there's one or two pastors in every situation like this, and it's kind of like, well, it's either going to be that or us. And I know it's hard to see a few people not be there on a certain Sunday morning, but I promise you, we will take care of them. We'll honor you as their pastor. We'll honor your church, and we hope to send them back more fired up about that than anything else. The big price increase is coming up. You need to know about that. September 3rd is going to be a big price break for us. The price goes up on September 3rd to $149, which doesn't really sound that crazy to me for a gathering like Passion 2015. But if you want to get in before the price goes up, you need to register before September 3rd. And right now, Brad, from what I've understood, Passion number one, Atlanta number one on the 2nd of January is cooking.
It's going strong.
So if that's the one you're thinking we want to be a part of, you better organize fast and get your stuff in motion, because you don't want to miss out on that, even though I think number two and number three are going to be just as good as number one.
Absolutely. You know what always throws me for a loop, Louis, is I meet so many students that say, I'm going to Passion, but I'm going to wait until the very last minute to buy my ticket. And of course, last year, there wasn't any space at the last minute. It was sold out. It was jammed full. And so students couldn't get a ticket. I'm like, if you're smart, I know funds is one thing. You got to have them. But if you're like, I'm going, of course, then buy your ticket today.
And why not plan early? Why not make a commitment? Why not just go ahead and stake your claim right now and say, I'm going to be a part of what God's doing at Passion 15?
Yeah, surely no college students are procrastinators out there, though.
Yeah, we don't know how many people couldn't get into Atlanta last year, but obviously that's why we added the second option in Atlanta. We know a lot, thousands of people couldn't get to be a part of that one, and so we've added a couple. We got a great team this year joining me at these three gatherings. Atlanta number one, John Piper is going to be there. John Piper's been at every one of our national gatherings and really painting a picture for us about the greatness of God and His glory, mm-hmm. and helping us think about how this is the main thing. Francis Chan is, and I'm trusting he's going to be there. You know, Francis kind of just drops down out of heaven and then disappears back up into heaven. And I don't really know what happens to him in between our Passion gatherings, because I don't see him. He's not on social media of any kind. I never hear from him. But I think he's still with us, and he's going to be there as well. And Carl Lenz, pastor from Hillsong New York, who's got a huge platform of influence in the world right now, is going to be joining our team for Atlanta 1. Atlanta number 2, John Piper's going to be there.
Okay.
John Piper's amazing. He's been at every Passion gathering. He's going to be just as amazing at Passion number 2 as he was at Passion number 1, or more so, possibly. Yeah. Christine Kane's going to be there.
Amazing.
Her message on the dark room last year and what it takes for God to prepare your heart so that you can fulfill the dreams and visions He has for you. It's a game changer, something I still think about. And then Judah Smith's going to be with us as well, Atlanta number 2. We might have a few surprises we're not telling people about, but
okay. These
are folks we're telling people about. And then at Houston, Francis Chan is going to be there, Christine Kane back. And then first time ever speaking at Passion, Matt Chandler.
All right.
Yeah, come on. Matt Chandler is going to be joining us for Houston and our main speaker team, and I'm so excited about it. You know, his life, I think his story is that his life's journey changed sitting at a Passion gathering as a university student. And I think it's kind of cool to see that the whole arc of what God's done in his life and through his family and the church that he leads, the Village Church in Dallas, and the Acts 29 Network, and all the influence that he has in the world. It's going to be so great to have him joining us this year.
That is an unbelievable collection of speakers and pastors.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
You're on the list.
I think it's a great team. Yeah. I think our teams are always strong. And someone said to me the other day, in fact, they said it to someone in my presence, but they said, you know, the crazy thing about Passion is all these kids show up. So we're talking about tens of thousands of people. And then this is what they said, but it's not like fun messages of fluff for kids. It's like meaty, weighty, Jesus-filled, truth-filled teaching. And they said to the other person, they said, I've never been to a conference of any age people, but of certainly of young people, where the consistency and the quality of the teaching is as substantial as what I've seen at Passion Conference. And that speaks as much to the 18 to 25-year-olds that are sitting there as anybody, because what it means is they're hungry. It means they want real stuff that's deep and that's meaningful, that they can park their lives in and on. And obviously the worship's going to be crazy. God's going to be with us. There's going to be a heart of justice in the middle of all of it. But we unashamedly just want to dig down deep into the things of God and the truths of God. And it's going to be so special. So it's coming up fast. This deadline's coming up quick. Passion 2015 is a place you want to be. I personally want to invite you, encourage you to be a part of it. But not just think about you today, but to think about somebody else, to think about another person whose life could be touched or changed if you're the connection for them to be a part of one of these historic gatherings coming up January, February 2015.
Love it.
So we're going to take a little short break right here, and in about 30 seconds we'll be back. Going to give you a little treat from the new album, Passion, Take It All, and then Christian Stanfill is going to join us back here on the podcast. We have some great news for people all over America. We'll be right back with you in a second.
I give you my life, I give you my trust, Jesus. For you are my God, and you are enough, Jesus.
Absolutely love that. Obviously, Take It All comes from this particular song we're just listening to. It's the title track of our new album, Passion, Take It All. Christian, I love the song, and I love watching you lead it, and what an incredible statement to make, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll never forget those moments leading that. In Atlanta and in Houston, that was just a powerful thing to sing.
Incredible moment. So we've been talking about Passion 2015, Atlanta and Houston, but we got something going on before we get to Passion 2015, Atlanta and Houston. It's good news for people who live from East Coast to West Coast and what's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got some big news. We got Passion Take It All Tour coming at you.
Woo!
Come on, come on, come on.
Come on. So we're taking Passion on the
September.
Road.
Yep, we're excited.
Kicking off on September the 10th, and I love it that this tour is, you know, people say, well, why do you do everything in Atlanta, and why do you do everything in the Southeast, and it seems like everything's always, you know, far away for me. I live in Montana, or I live in California, or I live in Maine. Mm-hmm. I love that this tour really is going a bunch of places in America. In fact, we're starting on the best coast.
West Coast is the best coast.
We're starting on the West Coast. All the East Coasters are like, nah.
We just turned it off.
That's just what I hear.
Nah, we just lost half our audience. Yeah, but West Coast is an amazing place. We're starting all the way up in Seattle, Washington area, going to be in the Portland area, Sacramento, California, Anaheim, Phoenix area, specifically Gilbert, Arizona, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. Man, I love seeing those West Coast dates on there. It's going to be fun to head out there. I think actually looking down at this run of dates, I think we're hitting everything but the Southeast. I think we're going all around it.
There's probably some strategy in that. I'm not sure, but somebody probably thought that through as they were laying this all out.
That's a strong start, though. It's a strong start. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be a great tour. I'm looking forward to it. I know we're going to be in 25 cities over the course of this tour, mm-hmm. and I'm going to get to be in a few of them with you
all right.
in the Passion Band, and I am excited about that.
Yeah, we're excited, too.
But these nights are going to be special. I love, A, that they're open to everybody. Passion Atlanta and Houston, 18 to 25-year-olds and university leaders. But Passion Tour Nights and the Take It All Tour is open to...
Come one, come all.
Come one, come all. Mom, dad
everybody.
Can come with their college student. A college student can bring their... a high school brother or sister mm-hmm. to come along with them.
Totally.
These are amazing nights. And you guys have been out on the road. Tell us what is your expectation for what people are going to experience on this night?
Yeah, I mean, you just said it. There's, you know, some obvious differences between doing a big, you know, arena size conference in Atlanta or Houston. You know, one, we're in these churches. We have about, you know, 2,000 people as opposed to 20,000 people. Which is, it has some great benefits to that too. I love being able to see people's faces and talk to a lot of people after, and that's great. But the second difference is that, like you said, it's open to all ages. And it always happens on these tour nights that the little kids always end up down in the front just going for it all night. And it's so cool to see parents come with maybe their college age student. And for the first time, the parents are actually experiencing what the college student has been coming home all these years going, you would not believe what goes down at Passion, what God does. And so now you have the parents experiencing it, and they're going, as long as you can go to Passion, we're going to keep sending you out. And so, you know, you have those two differences, but really the heart of it is exactly the same. And we pray the same prayer we pray in Phillips Arena that we'll pray in Seattle that first night. We just want to see Jesus. Mm-hmm. We want to be with Jesus. Yeah. We want people to experience the love of God. And really, and it's something we've talked about earlier this year at conference, is that seeing Jesus changes everything.
Yeah.
And so we just want to come in there with these songs and with all of our faith as a team, believe that as we come near to God, He's going to come near to us. And that's really all we're asking for in these nights, you know? And it's not like the kind of, you know, I don't know, you know, what people, when they hear, hey, Passion's going on tour, what they think about, but it's not like a, hey, come and get your popcorn and take a seat and watch the Passion Band
get
play.
Get your glow stick and your popcorn and get ready.
This is like, hey, no, come through the door expecting to meet with God.
Yeah.
Come through the doors going, this is not just a night full of, you know, great music and then I'm going to go home feeling good. This is a no, we're going to come and we're going to be in the presence of God together for two and a half hours. And I'm expecting to hear something from God here tonight. And something that could change the whole way I live life from here on out. And that's possible. And we've seen it happen. And we believe it's going to happen on these dates. And I'm so excited for people to experience it.
I love that people can come through the door, Christian, in the best of times and the worst of times.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what a night like this is about. This is people coming through the door saying, I'm already at the pinnacle of worship in my life. Or people coming through the door saying, I'm not really even sure I know God now in my life. Yeah. And I think that when we collectively gather like that, it has the potential to change a city. Mm-hmm. We hope that it blesses and leaves some residual change in every one of these churches that we're a part of. Mm-hmm. But it definitely has the power to change every individual heart that comes through the door.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love that we're stacking this whole thing around the cross of Jesus because that's obviously the place where our history changed.
That's right.
And where history changed.
Yeah, that's right.
And this song that you're going to play for us today talks a lot about that.
Yeah. You know, this was a song that we were gearing up for conference earlier this year, for 2014. And when this song happened and Chris, you know, brought this song to the team and said, hey, you know, thinking about this song for conference, it was... I just remember hearing it for the first time and thinking, man, that's going to lead these arenas and these thousands of students, really all of them, just to the foot of the cross. Mm-hmm. And when you're down at the foot of the cross and you have a picture of the love of God at the cross, it just, everything, like we were saying, just everything changes, you know? And so, you know, that's what can happen in a moment like one of these tour stops or at Passion 2015, but it can also happen right here and right now, which is beautiful, you know, because we're here at Passion City Church in Atlanta and you are wherever you are, but the truth of the matter is that God sees you and He's with you right there. And the power of the cross has the ability to reach out and touch your life right where you're sitting or driving or wherever. And so, yeah, I mean, I think this, even here right now, this could be just a powerful moment for people just to sit in the wonder of the cross, you know?
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you, I owe all to you, Jesus. And there's a place where sin and shame are powerless. Where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you, I owe all to you. Right here, my hope is found. Here, on holy ground, here I bow down. Here I bow down. Here, arms open wide. Bow down, here I bow. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you, I owe all to you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's freedom in the name of Jesus. Right here and now, right here and now. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's freedom in the name of Jesus, right here and now.
Yeah, Lord, we just thank you today that there is a place, a real place where sin and shame are powerless. And I know they're talking to people today. I know shame is talking to people today and calling people's name today. But I thank you that at the foot of the cross of Jesus, shame is done. That there is therefore now no condemnation over our lives because Christ has set us free from sin and death and the power of the grave, all the accusation of the enemy, taking on his innocent life, all of our wrong. And so we thank you for that and love you today. In Jesus' name, yeah. That's so strong, so powerful, Christian. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Man, I love it. Makes me want to be at Passion Tour right now. We had a little Passion Tour right now.
Me too.
Yeah, we had a little moment right here and right now. And I hope you guys will join us on that. If you're West Coast, you need to think about it really fast because you need to be getting your tickets today. PassionConferences.com will give you all the dates and give you links to all the cities and tickets. But also, if you're in our next little bank of cities, Kansas City, Dallas, Baton Rouge, and Little Rock, you need to be on it right now. Figure out what's going on, but we're crossing the country. Come join us. Passion Take It All Tour is coming your way. Christian Stanfield, the Passion Band. I'm going to be on a few of the nights. It's going to be really great and exciting to be a part of. Thank you guys for joining us today. We'll be back with the Passion Podcast because, hey, we're on the road to Passion 2015. That means we'll be back in your podcast drop box regularly over the next couple of months and look forward to seeing you again. So thanks for joining us today. Carry the truth of that with you all through the day today. Let those words just echo over your life today. It's all true. We love you guys. We'll see you soon on the Passion Podcast.